Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We're grateful that we are here today. We're grateful that the Lord has brought us here for such a time as this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. As we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing praises unto his name. So we're grateful that we're here today on this Monday. It is July the 20th in the year 2020. So this is a beautiful day to be alive. We're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. I am grateful for each and every one who has joined us already, those who will join us later, those who have been here down through the years, those who have shown themselves faithful to the cause of Christ. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Excellent is thy name in all the earth, O Lord. God, you are great and greatly to be praised. It's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We bless your holy and righteous name. Lord, we're grateful that you're omnipotent, you're omniscient, you're omnipresent. You have all power in your hands, and you see all things, and you're everywhere. So we're grateful, Lord, that you see us even this morning. And even before we woke up this morning, you watched over us as we slept in the very image of death. You protected us, O Lord. The night, O God, coming to an end, O God, we know that you were there when we laid down, and you were there when we rose up this morning. And we're just praising you today, O God, because you are so wonderful. You're beautiful, Lord. You're absolutely fabulous. So we are thanking you for all that you're doing, O God. It's marvelous in our eyes. And we're just so blessed, O God, to be here in your kingdom, to be a part of your kingdom, to know you and the pardon of our sins, O God. We're grateful, Lord, today that your word does not go out and return to you void. It shall accomplish that which you please, O God. So we're grateful for that this morning. My God, my God. And Lord, we continue to pray your word because that's what makes the difference in our lives, O God. Oh, my God, my God. We thank you, Father, today for what you did in sending Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, to this earth. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Jesus, for just your obedience to come to this earth. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You knew there was a need down here in this earth realm. So we're grateful, Jesus, and the fact that you were here on this earth and you taught your disciples and you teach us through your word. We are your disciples too. So we're learning through the word that you left for us, oh God. And we're thanking you for that this morning, my Father, my King, my joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. My Jesus, we thank you for the fact that you bore all those stripes on your back, and because of those stripes, we are healed. So we're thanking you for healing this morning. We realize that healing is the children's bread, and it is ours for the asking and ours for the belief, oh God. So we thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for hanging on the cross and all the pain and the shame and the fact that you went down into the grave, but you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory. There's victory in Jesus Christ, and we know without Jesus we are just nothing. Oh, God, we thank you so much because Jesus is the good shepherd, and as his sheep, we know his voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Thank you, Jesus, because you have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than a brother. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the chief cornerstone. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you that you are the bread of life. Hallelujah, Jesus, the bread of heaven. My God, my God. Oh, yes, Jesus, we thank you that you're the lion of the tribe of Judah. You're the meek and humble lamb, the lamb that was slain, but you are victorious, and we are so glad for that. And you're right now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're interceding on our behalf. So we thank you, Jesus, for interceding for us. Thank you, Jesus, for your protection. Thank you for your grace, my God. Thank you for your mercy, O Lord. thank you that you are our hiding place, oh Jesus. We thank you so much for the fact that you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know it's the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages. So we thank you, Lord, for yokes and bondages being broken even today, oh Lord. My God, my God. Thank you for the peace of God that surpasses, that passes all understanding. You keep us in perfect peace, Lord, as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the ability to come and pray during the middle of the night, early in the morning, all day long, oh God. We can lift our voices and pray, Lord. We can lift our voices and praise you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we are forgiven, Lord. My God, we ask you to forgive us of all unrighteousness, any wrongdoing, anything that is contrary to your will, oh God. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, and create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, oh Lord, in my strength and my redeeming. My God, my God, my Jesus, we thank you so much, oh God, because you're doing a work across this land. Thank you, God, today that you're delivering, oh God. Even today, Lord, we have prayed, oh God, and we are in faith, oh God. We're believing, God, that those things that we pray for shall come to pass, Lord, that they're being done, oh God, in the spirit realm, oh God, and we will see the manifestation of what you have done, oh God, the things that you have shown us, oh God. We continue to thank you for that. We're blessing you, oh God, for your protection, Lord, each and every day, Lord. We know, Father, today that you're protecting us, oh God, from the snare of the fowler, oh God. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And when the enemy comes in one way, oh God, he must flee seven ways, oh God. Halakoshete, ideretekolasha, niki, ideretekolala, my God, help us to stand for holiness and righteousness, that we shall have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for healing of many people, oh God. There are people across this world, oh God. Many people in our neighborhoods, in our families, oh God, who need to be healing, need to be healed, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the healing today, Lord. There are those in the hospital who have fears, oh God. There are those who have high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, multiple sclerosis, scoliosis, oh God, all kinds of cancer, Lord. We pray, God, today for Uncle Marvin that you heal his body, Lord. Oh, my God, we don't know exactly what he needs to have done in his body, Lord, but he's going through a lot of pain at this time. So we pray for him, God, that you heal and deliver, God. You set him free, oh God. We decree and declare that the cancer that is trying to reoccur in his body shall be removed, oh God, shall not propagate, oh God, shall not come forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, clear up every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, every artery in each and every body, oh God, needs to be healed, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. There are those who have arthritis. So we pray, Father, today that you heal those joints, God. Take the swelling out of the joints, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you, Father, today that you heal and deliver, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, pancreatic cancer, oh, God. Oh, my God, there are those who have lung cancer, breast cancer, oh, God, prostate cancer, Lord, skin cancer, Father, blood cancer, Lord. Oh, my God, you can heal those things, Lord. So we're thanking you, Father, for healing those who may have HIV and AIDS, Lord. You deliver, Lord. You heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Colds and flus, oh, God. COVID, oh, God. In the cosheta. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are those, oh God, who may just need to reach out and touch the hem of your garment in the spirit, like the woman who had the issue of blood, my God. She had faith, oh God. Oh my God, and there are those, oh God, who need the faith as a grain of mustard seed. And just know, Father, if they speak, oh God, to the mountain shall be removed and cast into the sea, oh God. Oh, my Jesus, we thank you so much, oh, God, for what you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh, God. Even little children, oh, God, who need to be healed. Those children, oh, God, who were born prematurely, oh, God. Lord, you can develop those bodies, oh, God. You can fix those lungs, oh, God. The trachea that may not have developed, oh, God. You can heal that, oh, God, and make it grow to normalcy, oh, God. Those children who have club feet, oh, God. You can heal them, oh, God. Those who may have a brain condition, heal and deliver this morning. Set free this morning, oh God. My God, my God. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. Thank you for healing this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, for each and every person, oh God, who knows you, O God, in the part of their sins, O God, that they will reach out in faith, O God, and believe for whatever it is that we need, O God. We know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God, we pray for healing of the brain, O God. There are those, O God, who have mental conditions that need to be healed. Schizophrenia, O God. Bipolar conditions, O God. Those, O God, who are on the verge of committing suicide. My Jesus, my Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know that there's hope in you. So we pray for people, O God, who are so despondent, so depressed, O God, that they will begin to realize that the joy of the Lord is their strength, O God. And with joy, they can drink water from the wells of salvation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, they can just reach into the Word, O God. Look into the Word and see what can happen for them, O God. As they look to the hills from whence cometh their help, Lord, their help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth, O God. So I say, heal this morning, and they shall be healed. Say, Father, and they shall be saved, for thou art our praise, O God. My God, my God, we thank you so much this morning, all that you're doing. Oh, yes, my God. Healing spirit, take over right now. Healing spirit, move right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we need healing in relationships. There are those, oh God, who are having problems within the family, oh God. Husbands and wives fighting one another. Children being disobedient to their parents, oh God. Mothers not liking their daughters and their sons, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, let the love of God, let it be loose right now in the name of Jesus. Loose it across this land, Lord. Loose it in our families, oh God. And we bind up the spirit of hatred and meanness, oh God. There are mean people out there, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you heal them right now. Save their souls and make them every whit whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. We pray for every family member connected to each and every one who comes to this prayer line. Each and every one, oh God, the sisters, the brothers, children, children's children, oh God, grandmothers, grandfathers, oh God, all the way down to whatever generation is alive today, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray that you would draw them out of darkness into their to your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whatever demonic spirit is holding them to their lives, oh God, I decree and declare that it is removed right now in the name of Jesus. My God, come against every stronghold, oh God. I pull it down through the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, oh God. You gave us power, Lord, to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, Lord. So we believe, oh God, for these family members that they shall be released, oh God. Any witch, warlock, or wizard, oh God, that's out there, Lord, casting spells, oh God. We know that they have some power, Lord, but we have power and authority over them, oh God. And we send every spell back to the sender, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we call them, oh God, into the kingdom today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, as King, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my Lord. We just thank you, Lord, today for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for the peace of God just coming right now in these families, oh God, as they're being released, oh God, from demonic forces, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree that deep is calling deep this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, he's given us power to work, oh God, work this word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we can run through a troop, Lord, and leap over a wall, oh God. And the kingdom of God is suffering violence, and the violence is taking it by force, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the force of the Holy Ghost, oh God, to be able to draw the people to you, God, to bring us out of the dark places that we may be in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we praise you, oh God, for the body of Christ, oh God, having faith and trust in you, oh God, through hard times, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my kasheta, mikira, okola, ekere katola shita makola. My God, we thank you for the light of Jesus Christ this morning, oh God, that has given us a hope, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there's hope in you, oh God. So we thank you for that hope this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. So right now, I'm just going to see if certain ones of us can pray this morning. And actually, let's just everybody come in and give God praise. No petitions. We don't want a petition right now. Let's just praise his name. Whatever it is that comes across your mind to be thankful for, let's just put it out into the atmosphere and thank God for all that he's doing. He's doing because he's so marvelous.
Hallelujah. My God, Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, God. We bless your name today. Heavenly Father, as you woke us up this morning, we thank you for the fresh morning. We thank you for your precious blood, the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. We know, Lord God, that you're going to work everything out, Lord God. Father, we just glorify your name. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are destroying the works of the enemy. You're destroying this disease, Lord God, this coronavirus right now, Lord God. We know that you have already bound that up right now. And you sent it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Father, we thank you this morning as we intercede for people, Lord God. We pray that people will be obedient right now, Lord God. We thank you that you're drawing them to you today, God. God, please come and draw all of us to you right now, Lord God. Take us all with you right now, Lord God, and to a place of safety right now, Lord God. We're being protected by you, and we thank you for that. We say hallelujah this morning, God. We say hallelujah this morning. You're King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and we bless your name today. We just want to bless your name today.
Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Faithfulness,
Lord. He's so faithful and just and mighty and powerful. You are beginning to heal this land right now. We see right now, Lord God, that people are calling upon your name right now because we need you, Lord God. We need your Holy Spirit. Continue, God, to do what you're doing.
Look out for us, Lord. Whatever's going on in this world, Lord, I know it's the best. Lord, hallelujah.
Thank
for your
strength, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for the air we breathe. Yes, Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your faith.
Yes, Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you,
Lord.
Continuously be in our mouths. We should continuously praise our God in the midst of everything. We know that the praises make a difference. When we're praising God, we know he's in the midst of the praise, and we're just thanking God this morning for the opportunity to be able to praise, because there are people who can't do any of that right now. There are those who are alive and don't even know who they are, can't open their mouth, but we have our mental capacity, we have health and strength, and we're able to thank him. If we can't think of anything but the fact that he allowed us to be here and Jesus died for us, that's a reason to praise the Lord. So we're going to keep on praising him forevermore. So this morning, we're going to see who's here. If you will give your names, and if you're unable to pray individually, just say listening, and then we'll just go from there. Amen.
This is Deborah listening.
Amen. Good to hear your voice, Sister Deborah. God bless you.
Thank you. Good morning, Janice.
Okay. Evangelist Janice, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie listening. God bless you.
Okay, good morning, Sister Jeannie and Sister Linda. God bless both of you. Good to hear your voices.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie, and I'm traveling, so I'm listening. I have an appointment this morning.
Okay, good morning, Sister Marie. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Good morning, Yvonne. I'm listening.
Okay, Sister Yvonne, good to hear your voice.
Mary.
Okay, Sister Mary, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
On Apostle here, we're here. Amen.
Amen. Good to hear your voice, Apostle Horsley. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank God for each and everyone who has given your names, and those who are silent. We appreciate you being here today. So we're going to see if our Sister Mary will lead us in prayer, and then our Sister Evangelist Janice, and then Apostle Horsley. If you pray in that order, that would be so wonderful. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we bless your name this morning, O Lord God. God, we thank you this morning. I say good morning, Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. And good morning to the family of God this morning. We bless you this morning, God. We come before you, Lord God. Come before your presence, O Lord God. With thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, O God. God, honoring you, thanking you for your favor, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, O Lord God, and giving us a voice, O Lord God, to lift your name, Lord God, to praise your name, Lord God, to call on you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for just keeping us right in our right minds, O Lord God. God, causing us, O Lord God, to get started on our day, Lord God. uplifting your name, Lord God, and just waking us up this morning with a glorious smile on our face, oh God. God, for that we thank you, Lord God, and we praise your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and honor you, Lord God. Bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the beautiful day, Lord God, that you had before us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It is only you, Lord God, that have could have planned it and laid it out the way it should be, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for the blessings, oh Lord God, that is bestowed upon each of us, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the new benefits, oh Lord God, great and new benefits, oh Lord God, that you've added to us this day, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your new mercies, oh Lord God. New mercies you say you give every day, Lord God. So, God, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord God, for new mercies today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for grace, oh God, that is spread abroad throughout this universe, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for your covering and your protection, oh Lord God, as we travel to and fro, Lord God, here and there, Lord God, on the roadways, oh Lord God, the highways, waterways, whether it be airways, oh God, you're there, Lord God. And so for that, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your divine presence, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And God, as we pray, Lord God, and intercede, Lord God, declaring your goodness, oh Lord God, declaring your favor among each other, oh Lord God, this day, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, for our sisters and our brothers, our aunts, uncles, oh Lord God, those who just need a restoration, Lord God, those who need to just come back to you, Lord God, those that are that needs to be saved, Lord God. We call them out, Lord God. We call them out, whether they be from the north or from the south or from the east or from the west. We call them to you. We say, no, come back. Don't hold back, but come in, Lord. Come in. Come in to say that, hey, I am ready. What must I do to be saved, Lord God? God, you made them, Lord God. They're your very own, Lord God. You know them by name, Lord God. You know them by name, Father God. You know that they're the ones, some of the ones that are so close to us, oh Lord God. They're so close to us, oh Lord God, but they're not too far away to call them back in. So this morning, Lord God, we call them back in to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We won't let not one, Lord God, go out and be lost, oh Lord God, and without you, Lord God. We know that you are a God of restoration, Lord God. So right now, we call them out, whatever harm or danger that they may be in, Lord God, whatever choices, oh Lord God, that they have chosen, Lord God. We said, drop them right now in the name of Jesus and come in, come back, come in, come back. We war this morning, Lord God, for souls, oh Lord God, to come into the kingdom of God, Lord God, so that they can enjoy and see your great handiwork, Lord God. They can know your great handiwork, Lord God, that they don't have to see fear or danger, Lord God, before them, Lord God, that they can trust you, Lord God, that they can get to a place to say, God did this here. God is with me. Not just a cliche, but God is in it, that they can say it and know it, Lord God. We call for salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Our loved ones will be saved. We don't just... We know that the favor of God is upon our lives, oh God. We love you, Lord God. We have blessed your name, Lord God. And God, there's nothing that's too hard for you, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, we're calling them out by name, Lord God. And you know them by name, oh Lord God. So we call them out, Lord God, whether it be our uncles, oh Lord God, some mothers, some fathers, oh Lord God, sisters and brothers, some nieces, oh God, even our neighbors and our friends, oh God. God, we say, come back, come into the kingdom of God, salvation coming. Lord God, let them get to a place this day, Lord God, this very day, Lord God, that you have made, Lord God. Bring them to a place, Lord God, that they can say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? Or bring them to the place to say, how mercy, Lord, how mercy upon me, Lord God. You say even the simplest words is a prayer to you, Lord God. Bring them to their knees, oh Lord God, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're declaring it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We are declaring it right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they are going to get to a place, oh Lord God, this day, Lord God, to say, I need you, Lord God. I need you, Lord God. I need you, Lord God. I need your divine presence, oh Lord God. Or I see you, Lord God. I see you, Lord God, even in the handiworks, oh Lord God, even in working in my lives, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the laborers that are out there, Lord God, that are praying, Lord God, that are casting their prayers, oh Lord God, on behalf of those that don't know you, those lost souls, oh Lord God, that don't know you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you've made a shelter, Lord God, for each and every one of them, Lord God, even our homeless community, Lord God. You are there, Lord God. Lord God, you are there. You are everywhere, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for you, Father. Nothing too hard for you. So this morning, God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for great reports that we're going to hear, we're going to see, Lord God. We thank you for the kingdom of God, Lord God, being full and glorious. And we thank you for those men and women who will shout out praises unto you, Lord God. Enjoy the goodness of God, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for going down, Lord God, to the deepest, deepest pits, Lord God, and bringing them out, Lord God. Bringing them out, Lord God. Bringing them out, Lord God. We said, Lord God, and read and know in your word, Lord God, that they're all, that you are everywhere, Lord God, and that you know them by name, Lord God. You can call them by name, Lord God. We said, release them even from the west, Lord God. Even from the east, Lord God, we said, come in. From the north, Lord God, we said, come in Jesus' name. Don't hold them back. They will not be held back this day in the Jesus' name, Lord God. They will come into the fold, Lord God. We cry out this morning, Lord God. We cry out as a family of God, Lord God, as the voices of the Lord, Lord, this morning. We're crying out, Lord God. We're crying out for our loved ones, oh Lord God. Call them out by name. We're crying out for them, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We will see great victory, Lord God. We will see even great victory in this thing that caused this pandemic, Lord God. We will see great victory. We will see your kingdom filled, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, for that, we give you glory, Lord God. We give you praise, oh Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We trust you, Lord God. Oh God, we stretch our trust and our faith, Lord God, knowing that you're God who's never failed us, oh Lord God. Knowing that you're God that is a God of all, is in all, Lord God, knows all, Lord God. We thank you for your omnipotence, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we bless your name, God. We bless your name, Lord God. And we pray right now, Lord God. We ask the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We ask the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to lead them back in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers each and every one. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels of protection, oh Lord God. Michael angels being there for them, Lord God. Gabriel, Lord God, they're answering and asking questions, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name this morning, Lord God, and we thank you for this family of God, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless each and every one of them, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Thank you for healing their bodies, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we trust you. We trust you this morning, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. God, you are mighty, Lord God. You are great, Lord God. And God, we honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your continuing answering our prayers this morning, God. God, we give you glory. There's all hope is in you, Father God, for new mercies and grace that you've shown us this day, Lord God. And we thank you for your favor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and everlasting Father, it's Janice again, standing in the need of prayer. I don't come alone because you said with two or three touching and agreeing, you'll be also in the midst. So the prayer, praise, and delivery ministry is here today, Heavenly Father, calling on your holy name. I pray for the moderator that run this line, Heavenly Father. You know all about her. You made and you created her. So for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you that you continue to give wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding how to lead your people. I decree and declare the Jabez prayer for everyone that comes to this line, Lord, that you will bless them indeed and enlarge their territories, that their hands will be upon you, and that you will keep them from evil, that it may not cause any pain. Just as you did, Jabez, Heavenly Father, I pray that you do it for everyone on this line. I decree and declare miracles today, Heavenly Father. I ask that you bless each home today. Make their home a home of love, peace, and contentment. But most of all, Lord, make it the home that you would have it to be. I pray for our unsaved loved ones, Heavenly Father, that you will save them, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, I pray thee today, that you will save our unsaved loved ones today. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for our families, for our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles, and our cousins today. I pray for disobedient children today. I pray for each and every one of our children today, especially mine, Heavenly Father. I pray for Reggie. I thank you for what you're doing in his life today, Lord, and I ask that you continue to bless him in a mighty way. It's almost time for the closing, Heavenly Father, on that home. I ask that you bless that home with the blessings. I ask that you walk through it like never before, Lord. I ask that you touch, deliver, make a way. Help them pay the first mortgage and help them pay the last. Because only you can and only you will, Heavenly Father. I pray for America. My child that's gone out wandering, gone wild today, Heavenly Father. I pray right now, Lord, that you touch her heart and turn her around for her good. I pray for Shancy. I pray that you turn her around for her good. I pray for Tamika today. I pray for every one of her children. I pray for every one of my grands, every one of them, all eight of them, and everyone on this prayer line that has children and grands today, Lord. You know the needs, Heavenly Father. Everything going down except your word, but you said in your word, heaven and earth will pass, but your word will stand. And that's what we have to do is stand on. I thank you for my sister T, Lord. Ever since her child passed away, she's been calling me up for prayer, Lord. But I asked her to pray because she would never want to pray. But, Lord, you touched her. You allowed her to cry out to you. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you for that, Heavenly Father, because you're turning her around. You're doing a great job in her life. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you for that, Lord. Thank you. Glory to your name, Father. Nobody but you that did it, Lord. And for that cause, Lord, I can't do nothing but say thank you. I bring my mother before you. Have mercy, I pray, for her today, Heavenly Father. For her, the children, the grands that's living in the home with her. Touch their heart. Touch Nikki. touch Shea, India. Touch Dwayne. Dwayne has been affected by that virus, Heavenly Father. I don't know what's going on in that house, Lord, but I'm trying to be safe, Heavenly Father. But you know all about it, so I cast my cares upon you because you care for them as well as you care for me. Only you can and only you will. I ask that you fix that situation, Heavenly Father. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory because you are God, and I know no one else to turn to, no one that can hear my cry or call but you, Heavenly Father. You can go to man and you can tell him everything, but when we come to you, Heavenly Father, everything be all right, Heavenly Father. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory for opening up this line, calling on your name each and every morning, Lord. Prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry today. I pray for them, pray for the ministry today, Lord, that you will continue to let it grow. I've been on this line for a long time, Lord, and I'm not tired yet. I've seen a lot of my friends come and go. But I'm doing my best to hang in there, Lord, because I have been blessed by this line in the name of Jesus. I've been on it, Lord, for a while, for a long time, close to the death of my husband, Lord, and he's been gone 14 years. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you for keeping me to hang in there, Heavenly Father. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, Lord, that you look beyond my faults and you find my needs, Heavenly Father. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory that you meet my needs, Heavenly Father. And for that cause, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory this morning because I can call on a God that never sleep nor slumber. I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for a God that deliver and will set free. I give the praise and the glory that I can write it down and make it plain, and the Lord will come through for me. I give you the honor, give you the praise, and I give you the glory this morning. I just take this time just to say thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory today, Lord, that your blood is on my doorpost that's keeping my enemies away. I give you the honor, I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, and I consider it done in Jesus' name. And I seal this prayer that no palliation will come up against it because I seal it with your blood, your wonder-working blood, your almighty blood, your powerful blood. Have mercy, I pray thee, for the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Here, prayer, deliverance ministry, Lord God. Thank me, Lord God, to be able, O Lord God, by your spirit and by your power to join ourselves in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, and to adore you, Lord God. God, we thank you for the laying down last night, O Lord God, the early rising this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the Pastor Dolly and my wife, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, everyone that's here, Lord God, in the circle that they will receive healing, deliverance, O Lord God, and strength to carry on, O Lord God, during the time that we're going on right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, there's a mother here, Lord God, that came to the church, O Lord God, her son had gotten killed. There's a number of them, O Lord God, so we pray for mothers that have lost their children, O Lord God, to street violence, O Lord God, and drive-by shootings, O Lord God, and they've gone through extra heavy grievance, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that the suicide spirit doesn't take over, Lord God, and that their mind would stay strong at this time, O Lord God. Lord God, some it's been a few months ago, O Lord God, but every time that it gets, O Lord God, they're having bad days, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, because we know that you're the only one that can that you're the only one that's able to remove it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you bless and you strengthen the mothers and the fathers, O Lord God, and the family line, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, that you would give wisdom, O Lord God, and great understanding, O Lord God, about the virus, O Lord God, and considering opening up the schools, O Lord God, and there's very much uncertainty here, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come, O Lord God, because we realize, O Lord God, and we have seen, O Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you work, O Lord God, in this ministry, Lord God, and you have given favor here, Lord God, and you work many miracles, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Lord God, but we thank you, O Lord God, and we ask that you will continue to, O God, in the name of miracle, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, because, Lord God, you work miracles so great, God, there's no one else like you, Lord God. And, Lord God, so we come asking you, Lord God, that you would look on, O Lord God, those that are going through a time of bereavement from natural causes. Many have transitioned in, O Lord God, because it was time for them to transition into eternal life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But there are mothers and fathers and families that have lost children, O Lord God, to violence, O Lord God. Even the Floyd family, O Lord God, still need healing and deliverance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray, O Lord God, that you will look on the civil unrest that's going on in this United States of America and abroad, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would touch, O Lord God, the hearts, O Lord God, of ministers, O Lord God, and missionaries, Lord God, and those that you have in place already, O Lord God, that would have a voice that would be able to go out, O Lord God, and go into the airways, O Lord God, and let them know that it's praying time, hallelujah, Lord God, and those that are able to speak into people's ear and begin to pray for people that are able to make a change, O Lord God, that a change would come, O Lord God. Lord God, it's difficult times, O Lord God, but when we come to worship you, Lord God, when it comes time to praise you, Lord God, we are thankful, Lord God, because, Lord God, the joy bells just start ringing, O Lord God, in the midst of pandemic, in the midst of the storm, O Lord God, in the midst of everything that's going on, O Lord God, we found that when we come to you, O Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that there's joy, Lord God, and there's peace, O Lord God. When we shed out everything, O Lord God, begin to sing the songs of Zion and to praise you and to worship you, O Lord God. At that time, O Lord God, that peace that surpasses all understanding, O Lord God, come. As you said in your word, O Lord God, you keep us in perfect peace, who mind is stayed on you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we cast all our cares on you, Lord God, for you're the only one that can and you're the only one that will, O Lord God, and you're the God that's able to do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God, as we round it up to the top of the hour, Lord God, and we'll be there in a minute, O Lord God. We want to thank you for another hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We pray that you keep, O Lord God, everyone, O Lord God, and every prayer request, O Lord God, that has not been made verbal, O Lord God, that you would just bless and cover it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we came to glorify and to praise your name, O Lord God, and we thank you very much for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Lord God, a young minister had gotten shot up last Friday, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and we saw the miracle there, O Lord God, that it wasn't this time, O Lord God, when it should have been a fatal thing, O Lord God, you just stopped it right there, O Lord God, the heart was torn, O Lord God, but your death, life and death is in your hands, O Lord God, and you did not declare the decree, Lord God. I pray that he will come back, O Lord God, to the knowledge of Christ, O Lord God, and realize that when you deliver us, Lord God, that you mean for us to stay delivered, Lord God. When you give us a place to worship you, Lord God, and we see your favor, Lord God, we pray that he would take notice to what happened to him, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and continue to give you the name, the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. So we thank you for what you're doing, O Lord God, and how you're doing it, O Lord God, protecting our children, grandchildren, O Lord God, and just Eka Yasa, God, and just protecting us, O Lord God, during this time, O Lord God, that these trying times in the world came, O Lord God. We don't think it's strange, O Lord God, but we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for this time of prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank you, God, for these prayers from our Sister Mary, our Evangelist Jansen, Apostle Horsley, and those who are here who are in agreement. We appreciate you being here. I'm going to read the scripture for the week, which is in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 27, verses 5 through 6. And it says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for all of our fellow helpers as we have the joy today. And you lift up our heads above our enemies, oh, Father. We are grateful, Lord, that you are there to do these things for us. So, Lord, we pray for our sister Tanisha. We pray for our sister Lois, oh, God. We pray for our sister Martensi, brother James, oh, God. We're praying, Lord, today for sister Dorothy, oh, Father. We pray, God, today for sister Pam and her husband, oh, God. Brother Abraham, Lord, we are thanking you for Pastor Scholastica, Lord. We're thanking you, God, today for Sister Juanita, oh, God, and our Sister Janice, Lord, and Sister Deborah, Lord, Darlene M., oh, God. Pray for her today, oh, God. We pray for Yvonne, Lord Jesus. We pray for Sister Jeannie. Thank you for our Sister Mary, Lord, all of our families, Lord. We pray for Sister Belinda, Lord, and Sister Linda, God. Our Sister Marie, Father, we thank you, Father, today for Darlene D, oh God. We thank you, Father, today for Sister Grace, oh God. And we're grateful, Lord, today for Sister Deborah, Father. We're grateful, Lord, today for just blessing each and every one of us, oh God, those names who may have not been called, Lord. We're just believing, Lord, that you continue to lift our heads above our enemies, oh God, and that we're singing praises to you, Lord Jesus. We sing praises unto your name, oh God, for your name is great, Lord, and greatly to be praised, oh God. Sister Lois, Lord Jesus, we're believing, oh God, that you're blessing each one name by name, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're healing and delivering and setting people free today, oh God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Father. We thank you for freedom to do your will, Lord, freedom to serve you, God. And, Lord, we're not going to be worried about what's going on around us, but we will put our faith and trust in you, God, because you are a marvelous God. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are doing great things, God. It's marvelous in our eyes. And I pray for all of our family members, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today for my sister Yolanda, Roslyn, Lord, Benita, Father, my brother Roderick, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for, oh, God, we thank you for just blessing each one of us, oh, Lord, all our family members, Lord, who don't know you and the partner of their sins, that they are coming, Lord, to the kingdom, Father, because they need you, Lord. And we need you, oh, God, each and every day, God. I thank you, Lord, for Rob, and I thank you, Lord, today for Mentor, oh, God, that you're blessing them, oh, God, and helping them in this situation that they're in, Father, in the name of Jesus, to help them to get all the paperwork done for their brother who passed away, Lord, and others who are going through the same process, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, today that it will not continue to be drug out, oh, God, but you will come on in and do that work, Lord. Our sister Lynn, Lord, we thank you for her, our evangelist Lynn, Lord, and her family, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, Lord, how great is our God. I say, sing with me, hallelujah, Jesus, because you are doing great things even now, God. Our sister Chris, Lord, we thank you for her today, Father. We pray, God, today that you bless her and her family, Father. In the name of Jesus, my Lord. Lord, take us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for just helping us. All the prayer warriors, intercessors across the world, oh God, the leaders of our churches, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today that you help each one name by name, oh God, as they continue to do the work of the Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for Pam, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord, today for blessing her and her family, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, oh, yes, God, you are doing some wonderful work during this time, Lord, and we know that we can look to you, God, as Solomon did, to give us that wisdom that we need, oh, God, in all the affairs of our lives, oh, God. We are thanking you, God, that you are giving us wisdom of your word, oh, God, so that we will make good, sound decisions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your
well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.